DeepEnglish.com.
Everyone loves an underdog. Active speaking, part D. Researchers have studied people's desire to root for the underdog. What have researchers studied? Researchers have studied people's desire to root for the underdog. They asked 100 university students to imagine two hypothetical sports teams. What did they ask the students to imagine? They asked the students to imagine two hypothetical sports teams. How many students did they talk to? They talked to 100 students. Team A was highly favored to win over Team B in a series of 7 games. How many games were in the series? There were 7 games in the series. Who was favored to win? Team A was highly favored to win. They gave the students no other information about the teams and then asked which team they would root for. What did they ask? They asked which team they would root for. Who did they ask which team they would root for? They asked the students which team they would root for. 81% chose Team B. Did 100% choose Team B? No, 100% didn't choose Team B. 81% chose Team B. They next told the students that Team B had won the first 3 games in the 7-game series. Who did they say had won the first 3 games? They said Team B had won the first 3 games. Now who would they root for? Half of the students who had said they were previously rooting for Team B switched sides and said they would root for Team A. Did all of the students who had said they were previously rooting for Team B switch sides? No, all of the students who had said they were previously rooting for Team B didn't switch sides. Half of the students who had said they were previously rooting for Team B switched sides. There are different theories about why we want underdogs to win in sports and perhaps in life in general. What are there different theories about? There are different theories about why we want underdogs to win in sports and perhaps in life in general. Some people think that people are looking for excitement. What do some people think? Some people think that people are looking for excitement. In 2016, the small town of Leicester City won the Premier League championship for the first time. Is Leicester City a small town or a big city? Leicester City is a small town. What did it win for the first time? It won the Premier League championship for the first time. When did it win the Premier League championship for the first time? It won the Premier League championship for the first time in 2016. At the start of the season, the humble football team was given 5,000-1 odds of winning. Who was given 5,000-1 odds? Leicester City was given 5,000-1 odds. To put that in perspective, a bet on Elvis being alive was given 2,000-1 odds. What were the odds on Elvis being alive? The odds on Elvis being alive was 2,000-1. They were playing against world-famous teams like Manchester United with a team salary budget of £230 million versus their relatively meager £22 million in combined player salaries. How much was the Manchester United player salary budget? The Manchester United player salary budget was £230 million. How much was the Leicester City player salary budget? The Leicester City player salary budget was a meager £22 million. They were counted out, but they pulled it off. It was truly a miraculous fairy tale story. Was Manchester United counted out? No, Manchester United wasn't counted out. Leicester City was counted out. Did they pull it off? Yes, they pulled it off. What was truly a miraculous fairy tale story? Leicester City winning was truly a miraculous fairy tale story. It's naturally more exciting to see the team everyone expects to lose end up winning. Is it boring to see the underdog win? No, it isn't boring to see the underdog win. It's exciting to see the underdog win. Another reason some people like to see the underdog win is that we are looking for justice. What's another reason some people like to see the underdog win? Another reason some people like to see the underdog win is that we are looking for justice. We want fairness in the world. We don't want the little guy to always lose, and by rooting for the less powerful side, we are really rooting for a more fair and just world. Do we want fairness in the world? Yes, we want fairness in the world. What don't we want to happen to the little guy? We don't want the little guy to always lose. When we root for the little guy, are we really rooting for a more fair and just world? Yes, maybe when we root for the little guy, we really are rooting for a more fair and just world. No matter how successful we are in some spheres of our life, there's always some part of our lives where we are or have been insecure. Is there always some part of our lives where we are or have been insecure? Yes, there's always some part of our lives where we are or have been insecure. What part of your life are you insecure about? We've all, at some time, been picked last for the team or not had the confidence to approach the girl or guy of our dreams. Have you ever been picked last for the team? Have you ever not had the confidence to approach the girl or guy of your dreams? Of course, most underdogs will lose. That's why they're called underdogs. Will most underdogs win? No, most underdogs won't win. Most underdogs will lose. But when they do overcome, it gives us hope that we can too. When underdogs overcome, what does it give us hope in? When underdogs overcome, it gives us hope that we can too. If David can beat Goliath, then so can we. And if Kalpana can pull herself up by her own bootstraps, then maybe just anyone can do the same. Have you ever pulled yourself up by your bootstraps?